From Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a news headline. In the Senate, a surprise failure on a vote on the energy bill. Sorting out energy policy. Does Congress have to start all over again? Details later today on All Things Considered. It's about as easy for an independent movie to get financing as it is to avoid Michael Jackson on TV right now. It often takes years for independent filmmakers to get enough money to start shooting. A new production hopes to change that by going to the source that is us, the audience. Day to Day's Madeline Brand reports.
Here's the idea. Get the public to pay before the movie is shot. In other words, movie fans as investors. Keith Gordon is the director.
Our partners will be our investors, who will be film fans. And, you know, I started in the business. I was a film fan way before I was a filmmaker. And I love the idea of my partners being people who love movies instead of, you know, people who are just viewing it purely as, you know, a business venture making widgets.
Gordon spoke at a conference call for reporters on his film's initial public offering. Yes, his movie is floating an IPO, a way for the public to buy stock in his movie.
I always joke that I've become a professional fundraiser who directs as a hobby. My film Waking the Dead took 9 years to put together in terms of the financing. Mother Night, which I made with Nick Nolte, took about 6 years. You know, it's an incredibly arduous process. It usually is a huge mess of sticking together 10% from company A, 10% from company B. By the time you get up to company J, company A is no longer in business anymore. So here's a chance to put film financing together in a more direct, clean, efficient, great way where maybe you can actually make a film sometime close to the time the initial impulse came to all get together and do that film.
This film is called Billy Dead. It's based on a book of the same name about a guy who has to deal with his dysfunctional family after his brother Billy is murdered. Oh, and the main character is in love with his sister. Murder, abuse, incest, not your typical Hollywood blockbuster. But the filmmakers are betting on the presence of Ethan Hawke to attract investors. He's an executive producer and he wants to star in it. Hawke, also on the conference call, said public financing may be a way to produce films studios are too afraid to touch.
It's a dangerous movie in that it deals with complicated emotions and a complicated story. And we're working in a climate right now where basically people don't want to make dramas.
And so Billy Dead is going public. It's trying to raise nearly $8 million by issuing shares at $8.75 a share. Sounds simple enough. So simple, in fact, why hasn't this been done before? Well, says Peter Deckham, an entertainment lawyer, that's because it's really hard and really expensive to mount a public offering in all 50 states if your company is not part of a big stock exchange.
Literally what happens is you create a document which has to be approved by every single securities approval structure in every state. So that anytime you change it for any other state, you have to resubmit it to all the states. So every change has to be recycled. Federal government requires changes, back it goes. A state of California requires changes, back it goes. And, you know, the cost of redoing a document over and over again is what really runs up those legal bills. It's such a high hurdle that people just don't raise money for single movies this way and haven't for a very long time. It's too damn hard.
Deckham says those stringent laws were put in place after the Great Depression to deter risky public offerings that caused investors to lose everything. And while the regulations may frustrate small entrepreneurs, they also protect the public from snake oil salesmen. In this case, Billy Dead may not be snake oil, but as the filmmakers admit, it is a high-risk security. First of all, the movie might never get made. And if it does, it might not get distributed to movie theaters. And if it is distributed, people might not go see it. In the end, the audience will greenlight Billy Dead, whether or not they actually invest in it. For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.